Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With roughly 3 weeks to go in the 2025 legislative session, the moderate Republicans in the House of Representatives strike again, this time gutting one bill and killing another one altogether. The two bills in question were Senate Bill 218 and Senate Bill 136. Both passed the Senate by large margins back in February. Senate Bill 218, better known as the Detransitioners Bill of Rights, created a private right of action to allow someone who underwent gender transition procedures as a minor to go back later as an adult and sue the doctor who performed the procedures. As we heard in testimony, there is now a wave of former transgenders who regret what they did to their bodies and are now detransitioning to the extent that they can. So-called gender-affirming care, whether it involves surgery or puberty blockers or hormone therapy, can often leave a patient physically mutilated or sterile. The problem is that many of these procedures are performed on minors too young to provide informed consent because they're too young to understand the long-term implications of their actions. Many of these minors were originally transitioned behind their parents' backs with the help of unscrupulous doctors and school counselors. And if their parents were involved, they were told their only option was to consent, otherwise their child would kill themselves. In yesterday's floor action, several moderate Republicans, joined by every Democrat, amended the bill to say that a victim could sue only if the doctor did not follow the standard of medical care. Since the standard of care in this case involves experimenting on people, the amendment basically gutted the bill. The amended bill then passed the House 57-43 and is now headed for a conference committee where our government affairs team will try to put some teeth back into it. We'll keep you posted. Senate Bill 136, the bill that was killed outright, was a bill to clarify a poorly worded Supreme Court decision that resulted in doctors helping patients to kill themselves. The case was Baxter v. Montana, a 2009 case that proponents of assisted suicide claims allowed doctors to participate in suicides in Montana. In reality, it does no such thing. Before Baxter, helping someone kill themselves was classified as homicide, and after Baxter, it was still classified as homicide. What the Supreme Court's decision said was that if a doctor participated in a suicide and was subsequently charged with homicide, then under a very narrow set of circumstances, they might be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense. That's literally as far as it goes. Senate Bill 136 sought to bring clarity to the issue by saying once and for all that consent of the victim is not a defense against a charge of homicide. This bill is the latest iteration of many that have been introduced over the past 15 years by proponents and opponents of assisted suicide. The problem is, neither side has gained traction. So far, there have not been the votes to legalize it or to ban it, and with the defeat of Senate Bill 136, it appears the issue will remain in legal limbo for the foreseeable future. As stated by Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker during testimony, assisted suicide is the consummate slippery slope. In Canada now, nearly 5% of all deaths are by assisted suicide, and it's not even limited to the terminally ill. It's been used on people with mental health conditions, on people with eating disorders, and even on people struggling to find housing. It should be clearly stated in Montana law that suicide in all forms is against the policies of our state. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait until the 2027 legislative session to make that happen. Until then, we'll continue to say that suicide is wrong, and when it comes to physician-assisted suicide, doctors should be healers, not killers. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.